when Jesus dies and spills his blood to cover all of our sin, and when he ascends into heaven with the victory of his cross, there's now nothing for the devil to accuse. It's as if Jesus comes with a tidal wave of his blood, and his blood so covers all of our sinfulness and so fills heaven that there's no longer a seat for the devil. The devil then, for the Christian, cannot stand and accuse us before God. Instead of an accuser, we have an advocate. Instead of a prosecutor, we have a defense attorney. Instead of the devil, we have Jesus there at the right hand of God speaking on our behalf. And then, because there's no place for the devil in heaven, he's thrown down to the earth. And it says here, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down. So now the situation is the devil's roaming around the world, trying to accuse us of our own sin, because he can no longer accuse us before God. But it says they overcame him. And this is how. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death.